aggressive attacking, you know, swarming type play you had that we saw in the beginning of the season?
You know, that's you know, we just went out and did what we were supposed to do today. We did it for four quarters, and every individual brought what they brought to the table. And when we do that, do our jobs, and play with emotion, then we're a tough team to play.
You notice on the offensive side, too, they ran the ball 40 times. When an offense runs it 40 times, that means it's about that down and dirty. That's kind of the personality of the game.
Yep. Those are the things that we want to do every week. Mm-hmm. You know, with the offensive line that we have, the running attack that we had, there's no reason why we can't do that every week if, you know, we don't have the penalties and shoot ourselves in the foot sometimes. And we play great, as you always hear, talk about complimentary football. You know, when they're driving the ball like that, it allows us to rest on the sideline to get some coaching to see what we're going to do going back out for the next series. So that was awesome to watch them drive the ball up and down the field like that.
Was it a coincidence, or do you think the player meeting helped renew the focus and energy?
I think it helped. I think, you know, we just played on one accord, and that's always a positive thing when you have the whole team playing for the same thing and giving the same effort. And bringing what they have to the table. That's always a powerful thing.
Doc, you guys are going to stop the run. Does it all really start there?
Well, it starts there, absolutely. Starts up front. It starts up front. Those guys, when they're doing what they're doing, playing on the other side of the ball, you know, creating negative runs and making the running back run lateral, that makes a team one-dimensional. And then they have to pass the ball, and then when you know that, and then, you know, Elvis can get loose and do his thing.
You think this team learned a valuable lesson with that four-game losing streak?
Adversity. You come through adversity, and you come out the other side of it. You can come out either learning from it, you can come out, or you can't come out. Sometimes you stay in it too long because you don't learn from it. We learned from that. That's over with. This is a new season, and we're moving forward.
One thing has proven, you play a good football team. If you guys play well, you can pretty much beat anybody.
It's about consistency. We have to be consistent in what we do. You know, in the past, we played a couple of quarters and we didn't play four quarters. It's about playing four quarters of sound football.
Brian, December is all but here. Next time you guys are going to be on the field, it'll be December. To basically separate the men from the boys in the NFL. You've been on winning teams. Is it time to step up in the month of December?
Absolutely. This is crunch time. This is crunch time. This is when you need to be playing your best football. You need to have whatever you have need to have learned in the beginning of the season, learn it, and this is when you need to be playing your best football.
Brian, after these four losses, how much more fun is it to come back to the locker room after a win?
Obviously, you want to win. I love to win. I don't like to lose, obviously. And you know, it's a great feeling to enjoy one another, and especially in the way we were able to beat a pretty daggone good football team, being the Giants.
Brian, I know you try to win every game. You personally seem to be particularly charged up to try to end this losing streak. Is there some extra intensity tonight just to get back on the winning track?
I would say there was just the focus. The focus was there. It had to be. You know, there's also another component to it, because this is a team that I've grown to have to get up for, because I know what they bring to the table. I know they're a physical team. I know that they're going to try to run the ball down your throat, and I respect them. So you know, that also added to the intensity.
That's some massive guys on the offensive line.
Absolutely. Like I said, this is one of those teams that I love playing against. I really do. I know it's going to be a battle. I know that I'm going to be sore after the game, win, lose, or draw. And, you know, this is one of those games that you know you have to step up to the table and be ready for that.
Yeah, Kansas City, on top 7, they're playing better football.
Absolutely. You know, we'll get into them as far as looking at the film here soon. You know, I'll enjoy my family Thanksgiving and enjoy this win for a day or two.
Thanks, Doc.
Appreciate it.